Proclamation number 4376 of 15th of July, 1948. God's care for his servants. You will travel the path by my hand until the end, and no worry need oppress you if only you believe. You have entered my service. Consequently, I also take over all care for you, both earthly and spiritually. I possess your will to become mine, thus you are not compulsorily determined by me to want, think and act, yet I direct this will, which you have placed under my control yourselves, to think, want and act correctly. Thus you will always do what is beneficial for your salvation, and you can confidently drop every worry which still applies to your earthly life. I determine your further life. I arrange it according to your mission for me, for you still have a great deal of work to do, and so that you can accomplish it I will take special care of you, so that your earthly path will not be too arduous, so that you can happily and cheerfully carry out the work for me and my kingdom. And thus you need not worry about the way you should spread my word. I already walk the paths with you where you are compelled to speak, and you need not do anything else but follow the inner urge, that is, to speak if you feel impelled to do so from within, or to remain silent if you feel moved to do so. It is always my voice which tells you to do something and not to do something, and you should only ever follow the inner urge, then it will also be right how you act. Then I can work in you and do it because you want to fulfill my will, and thus I place my will into your heart. 15th of the 7th, 1948. I want to help you achieve inner peace so that you can carry out your work for me undisturbed, because it is unspeakably important in the coming time. Consider this and believe that I want to give you inner peace for the sake of your work, and that therefore all worry is superfluous. What you need, you will receive. What is withheld from you, you don't need, for I know the benefit and harm of all things for your soul, and truly give to you as it is beneficial. Whoever wants to follow me, let him take up his cross. So don't let your little cross you believe you have to carry be pressed down either. Burden me with even the smallest load if you need help. I am always willing to take it off your shoulders, but be diligent in your work for me and my kingdom. As you measure out, so shall it be measured out to you. Therefore give spiritual gifts to your fellow human beings so that their souls need not go hungry, and show them much love so that they will imitate your example and thus be won over for my kingdom. And you will receive the same. What you hand out spiritually and earthly will be repaid to you a thousandfold. Earthly you will not need to live in want, and spiritually you will be provided for in abundance. And thus you can go your earthly path without worry until the end has come, which is imminent for all of you. Amen.